Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
It may surprise you to learn I was never a committed member of the G.I. Joe fan club, neither the set of toys made by the Transformers people, nor the subsequent comic book series. I did see one of the movies, I seem to remember, but very little seems to have lingered in the mind.
There is one man. He's the reason we call ourselves Joes.
Take two cases of Thin Mints and a box of Chuck-a-Lux.
General Colton,
call me Joe.
I do remember that G.I. Joe is no longer a model of some American soldier. You can't collect just one action figure. You've got to collect a bunch of G.I. Joes called things like Duke, Ripcord, Roadblock, Scarlet and Snake Eyes.
All right, what do I have to do?
I gotta get in my zone now.
The three challenges of the warrior.
I'm on a new level.
The three challenges and the what now?
From memory, Snake Eyes was Asian, heavily masked and didn't talk. This was obviously going to make his origin movie Snake Eyes unnecessarily difficult. So here he talks and is played by that crazy rich Asian Henry Golding. We meet Snake Eyes some years after witnessing his father being murdered in mysterious circumstances. These days he makes a living as a cage fighter, a bit of a stretch for the usually suave Mr. Golding. But for some reason he jumps at the chance to work for a local crime lord, stuffing contraband inside fish, which is where he meets Tommy.
Fish boy!
Boss wants to see you.
In trouble?
Someone is.
This man betrayed our trust.
Tommy has blotted his copybook with the boss, who decides to make an example of him. He orders Snake Eyes to shoot Tommy, but Snake refuses. Instead, he and Tommy battle their way through dozens of henchmen to reach safety. You get used to this after a while.
You saved my life. Why?
Not a murderer. I looked into your eyes and I saw honor.
When the grateful Tommy offers the chance of a new life in Tokyo, Snake Eyes accepts. Tommy's folks are clearly crazy rich. He's used to that, though he's a little hazy about the details of the family business.
I owe you. We are going home.
I don't have a home.
Not yours.
What is it exactly you do?
Tommy hands his new recruit over to trainers Blind Master and Hard Master to prepare him for the fight with the dreaded Cobra organization. Remind us, who or what is Cobra?
The largest terrorist organization on the planet. They're going to start a war.
I'm sorry. This isn't my fight.
Then tell me why you're here.
Well, it clearly depends. One answer is that Cobra are a group of terrorists, aiming, presumably, at an American audience who can't abide terrorists. But curiously, another trailer has a slightly different answer.
Cobra is coming.
What's Cobra?
A shadow organization devoted to global revolution.
A bunch of evil revolutionaries sounds rather more suited to the Chinese market. Be that as it may, the dreaded Cobra, led by someone called the Baroness, keep arriving on the scene, often in groups of about 50. But, as usual in ninja movies, even watered-down children's toy ninja movies, one hero or heroine is more than a match for a nest of Cobras.
For 600 years, our land brought peace to Japan. Alongside our allies, the Joes, join us. I need warriors like you to stop Cobra.
Having explained as much as anyone needs to know about Cobra, they're bad guys, okay? Snake Eyes needs to learn about the Ninja Clan's famous allies, the Joes. Exposition takes place while one of the Joes, Scarlet, an underused Samara Weaving, is going old school on the butt of a few Cobras.
Major O'Hara is with the Joes.
What?
An elite global counter-terrorism unit. They're the good guys. Cobra.
Meanwhile, Snake Eyes himself has to pass the three challenges of the warrior. Only then can he wear the famous black helmet and blindfold that come with the Snake Eyes action figure, not to mention the cool-looking sword sold separately.
It's yours, if you want it.
Let's go.
So that's the Snake Eyes origin movie, with more to come, I assume. Right now there are so many boneheaded action franchises, it's getting hard to tell them apart. G.I. Joe, Fast and Furious, Godzilla vs. King Kong, all aimed at small boys of all ages, and many containing lines like this.
Join us. This is your destiny.